Lawmakers have already debated several bills this session that sought to give local government, or in some cases the state, more authority to regulate the energy industry. But all those measures have failed. And Governor John Hickenlooper says he thinks the current regulatory structure doesn't need an overhaul.
As close as I can tell, the environmental community, the oil and gas community, the county executives are all pretty much on the same page. They think we've got a framework that we can make it work.
Oil and gas drilling has always been hotly debated at the State House, but it's getting even more attention now that a lot of communities are starting to see hydraulic fracturing or fracking in their neighborhoods. Democratic Representative Roger Wilson of Glenwood Springs expects the public will continue to have a strong interest in the controversial drilling technique.
I think there'll always be ongoing pressure, particularly as people start seeing drilling rigs popping up in their local area. People will be concerned about the effect on their communities.
Wilson sponsored a bill that would have required companies to store fracking fluids and flowback fluids in closed pits. And while his measure failed, he says he hopes the state will eventually adopt more stringent environmental standards.
It really needs public trust. I think we can achieve that. We have a ways to go in terms of controlling the air emissions, the methane emissions, volatiles.
But the debate over whether the state or local communities have the ultimate authority over drilling still hasn't been resolved. Some cities and towns even have temporary drilling moratoriums in place. Republican Speaker of the House Frank McNulty says the governor's task force, which recently finished its work, didn't make things any clearer.
We do need to bring stability to our system. We do need to bring consistency to our system. And the recommendations of the task force don't do that.
The task force is recommending Colorado improve the lines of communication between counties and state regulators. It would also encourage counties to enter into agreements to hire their own inspectors. Still, McNulty says he'd hoped for more issues to be addressed, such as the drilling setback distance from buildings, wildlife protections, traffic, and noise. He's pushed to try and limit local authority over those issues and says he'd like more backing from the governor.
We can't carry the burden ourselves. We need Governor Hickenlooper's leadership if we expect to move forward a consistent policy that allows us to have the good, high-paying jobs that families are looking for.
McNulty says he's open to new legislation even this late in the session, but it's looking more and more like lawmakers won't be able to agree on statewide rules for drilling, or even agree on whether there should be statewide rules. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.